Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. In this passage, Jesus is giving instructions to his 12 apostles. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives one of these little ones who is a disciple even a cup of cold water, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. The word of the Lord.
Well, it has been a joy to be learning about God's love this week with all of the kids and the shepherds and the adults. It has been, it's been a good week, and God has been good to us. We've been learning about God's love for all people and the fact that we have been wonderfully made, each of us, but not just us. All of creation has been wonderfully made. And I hope you will have moments this summer where you will just be struck with awe at something beautiful, at some part of God's creation where your breath is taken away and you have no words. Or maybe your words are, wow, wow. Because God gives us those moments every day to just, when we lose our wonder, we lose something precious. So I just want you to look at each other and say, you are wonderful. Go ahead, look at the person next to you on your left. Say, you are wonderful. You are wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, Yang Yi. Wonderful. I can tell how much fun you're having doing that. We ought to do that every day. Do that to your family members. At breakfast table, just say, yay, you're wonderful. It'll change your whole day. We've been learning some good things this week about caring for our neighbor. You know, the essence of Christianity is to be in a relationship with God, but to also be in a relationship with our neighbor. To love God and to love our neighbor. This is something very Wesleyan. John Wesley, the founder of Methodist, he said, we need a life of personal piety, a prayer life with God every day, but also a social holiness that cares for those who are poor, those who are in need, those who are hurting. And so we've been practicing that this week. We've been practicing Christianity with golden sweet corn and cut green beans. These just happen to be what I picked up. But this is the food that we're going to bring to Patterson, to Kumak Echo, a Methodist ministry in Patterson that gives people food that can't afford food. This is part of what we do as Christians. We're collecting money. Every day that the kids come in, they climb up this little ladder and put money in the tube. And all that money goes to RISE to help support the mission and ministry that we've just blessed and commissioned. It takes a lot of coins to put a roof on a house. It takes a lot of coins to build a ramp for someone who's in a wheelchair that can't get out of their house because they don't have a ramp and they're dependent on people bringing in food to them. So these coins make a difference in people's lives, and a profound difference. I want to share with you just a little bit about that scripture that Rob so beautifully memorized and shared with us from the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to read it from a different version, which sometimes has a different take on it. This is from the Message. This is what Jesus says in a small way. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. So, I thought, what way could we empower each other to practice, to start small, and to practice something very tangible? And you've come to church thinking, oh, well, I'm just going to come and watch the kids. It'll be a nice thing about VBC. I have a vision for you and for us. This is how we start small. If each of us, how many of you buy those 24 packs of water? Poland Spring or some other? Hold your hands up real high. How many? Okay. They're a couple of cents a bottle. What would happen if you bought a case specifically, not for you, but to give away? To perhaps the people who work outside in the summer. Maybe it's a postal worker. Maybe it's a garbage collector. Maybe it's a police officer or a firefighter or someone working on the roads. You know, sometimes we drive by those construction sites and we get all angry because they've slowed us up. What would it take to have one of those 24 packs of water in the car that we reach behind us and reach out the window to the guys working on the roads? It might be a little way of communicating God's love. It may be a little way of saying, I care about you, a total stranger, and you look thirsty. Can I give you some water? So it just so happened that one of the places where I was shopping this week had those things on sale. Now, let me tell you, my family and I, we try not to drink out of these water bottles. We have them only to give away because we want to use our own water bottles so that we don't contribute to the incredible amounts of waste and pollution to our environment. But these water bottles are good when someone doesn't have a water bottle with them. You just give it to them. So, we bought some water. In fact, we bought 240 bottles of water. I don't know how many you are, but you look like you're about 240. And my hope is that on your way out of church today, some of the kids are going to help me pass these water bottles to you. Now, you can receive it. In fact, this may be the hardest part. I know some of you are givers. And for givers, it's often very hard to receive something. You may want to walk by and say, no thanks, I'm not thirsty. Please, I beg you, receive. Practice receiving something. If you want to hang on to that or put it in your car or store it someplace so that when you go home you can bring it and give it to someone, that's fine. If you want to drink it today, that's fine. You will have received the gift, and that is important for us to do. But the vision is what I want to cast today. Think of how you and we might give bottles of water out this summer to people who are thirsty. It may seem like a simple act of kindness, but Jesus is telling us in this story, this is how God wants us to start. Hi, Audrey. Audrey, would you like some water? Here you go. Liesl, you want some water? You can each have one.
Thank you.
You didn't know that when you were coming by here, you'd be getting some water. Sometimes the simple ways of proclaiming the gospel are the most profound. Let me just tell you a brief story. I'm going to end with this. So as I'm buying 12 cases of water in my shopping cart, do you know how hard it is to move a shopping cart with 12 cases of water? So I'm struggling to make the turn into the cashier's little aisle there, and I'm waiting online, and the person in front of me says to me, well, you must be thirsty. I said, It's for my congregation. She said, oh, living water. I thought, oh my gosh. When she said that, I knew that she knew the story of Jesus and the woman at the well, and the woman at the well is talking about the water coming out of the earth, and Jesus says, I can give you water that comes from within you, and it springs up like an artesian well to give you new life. This woman in the checkout line, she knew that story, and I knew that I then had the permission to say, so what church do you go to? She said, I go to St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Church. I said, oh, that's wonderful. I know your priest. I know some of the parishioners there. I said, I'm the pastor at the United Methodist Church in Chatham. She said, oh, I know some of your people. And she listed them by name. It was a wonderful moment of recognition that we're all part of God's family. She said, what are you going to do with that water? I said, I said, you're a lectionary church, right? The lectionary in your church this morning is the same one as ours. Jesus telling us to give a cup of cool water to those who are thirsty. And I'm going to give one of these out to everybody who comes to church. She finished paying. She smiled. She said, I hope your congregation gets that message. We said goodbye. We blessed each other. As I start paying for all of this water, the 21 or 22-year-old guy behind the counter says, that's a pretty good idea. I really like that idea. Now, I'm presuming this guy's not a church guy, and what he was thinking as he was listening to this conversation, I don't know, but he liked the idea. The guy who's bagging says, any church that gives out free stuff is my kind of church. I took that as a great invitation. I said, worship is at 10 o'clock. Why don't you come? I don't see them here, but I'm looking. Friends, let's take this water. Receive it, give it on, drink it, and then give some other water to someone else, and we'll be doing God's work. May it be so in your life. And in mind. Amen.